News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Mark Buckeye found guilty by the jury this afternoon. He was charged with the death of his estranged wife, Anita, and had three counts against him. The jury found him guilty on all three counts. It took the jury less than 24 hours to find him guilty. Assistant Attorney General Richard Dufour said he wasn't worried about the length of the jury deliberation.
I don't care how long they take, as long as they get it right. That's what this is all about. We're about doing justice, not about just getting convictions. It's not wins and losses. It's doing justice.
The jury returned the verdict at around noon today. Mark Buckeye now awaiting sentencing in Lincoln County Jail. Wausau has selected their new fire chief, and she is the present Stevens Point Fire Chief, Tracy Kajawa. Kajawa, one of three finalists for that position. Mayor Jim Tipple in Wausau said the city is excited to bring new leadership on board and said Kajawa has some past interaction with the Wausau firefighters already.
She's not a stranger to our community, has done several educational components to our fire department, EMS, and other training sessions. And so it's not like she was not known to our community, but we're thrilled to have her on board.
Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson said Wausau's gain is definitely Stevens Point's loss, but they have been planning for the possibility of losing a chief.
Certainly our Police and Fire Commission has been very cognizant of the opportunity that Chief Kajawa was presented as she applied, and certainly they had started to think proactively and strategically about the process. So they already have a meeting scheduled for April 22nd, which will deal with the hiring process, the naming of an interim fire chief, and certainly how our city will deal with the transition for a fire chief.
Kajawa's tentative start date as the Wausau fire chief is May 12th. Your smartphone could soon come with a powerful tool to fight crooks and save you money. Some of the top wireless companies have caved to pressure and have agreed to offer kill switches on all of their phones starting next year. Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis has more on this story.
Been big pressure, particularly over the last few months, and finally today, caving in. Apple, Samsung, all the major service providers on board as well. 1.6 million phones stolen last year. One in three robberies involves a smartphone. Think about it. They've got a phrase for it here in New York City. They call it Apple picking. That's what the cops say when somebody steals a cell phone.
Children with repeated seizures can use marijuana oil extract to get relief under a bill signed today by Governor Scott Walker. The Republican governor signed 55 bills into law at the state capitol office. Walker said the FDA would have to approve the use of cannabidiol extract before it can be made available in the Badger State. Lawmakers of both parties got behind the measure. They passed it unanimously in the Senate and by a voice vote in the Assembly. There's a new report showing that Tom Barrett's campaign fund paid $20,000 in penalties this year. Why? Taking too much from special interest during the 2012 recall campaign for governor. The Milwaukee mayor lost by 7 percentage points to Scott Walker. This was Barrett's second straight bid to give the executive branch back to the Democrats. State law limited gubernatorial candidates to just over $700,000 after the recall contest had been scheduled. A Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report said the Barrett camp received about $721,000. Political advisor Patrick Garashi called it, quote, an error made completely by accident, end quote. He blamed the mistake on the intensity of the recall drive against Walker. Garashi said that it's a year-long campaign that was waged in a matter of weeks. The Journal Sentinel said the settlement was mentioned in a court filing connected with the John Doe probe into alleged illegal campaign activities involving Republicans. The big news out of the sports world is in the Milwaukee Bucks camp. Herb Cole announced today he's selling Wisconsin's pro basketball franchise to a pair of New York hedge fund billionaires. During a news conference at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, Cole stood next to Wesley Edens and Mark Lastry. They will pay $550 million for the NBA franchise that Cole bought for about $18 million back in 1985. Cole and the new buyers both putting about $200 million on the table for a new arena. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. A winter storm warning in effect through Thursday morning for Price, Ashland, Iron, Vilas, Oneida, Forest, and Florence counties. There's a winter weather advisory in effect through Thursday morning for Taylor, Lincoln, and Langley counties. For the overnight, a wintry mix around central Wisconsin by late evening. There's another inch or two of slushy accumulation possible late. Snow continuing in the Northwoods, 3 to 5 more inches, and a low of 32. Chance of light snow Thursday morning, mixing with sleet and drizzle. Mostly cloudy to patchy sun later in the day. High 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy down to 23 degrees. Friday's outlook, partly cloudy, high of 45. And Saturday, increasing clouds with rain likely in the afternoon and evening. Look for a daytime high of 50. The extended outlook for Sunday, rain will end in the morning and turn partly sunny and milder, high 54. Partly cloudy and pleasant Monday, 61 for a high, and high of 63 on Tuesday. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.